Parshas Noach. This forum tells us that each time that we read a parsha in the Torah, everything within that parsha is revived. This parsha of Noach, which tells the story of the flood, what led up to the Mabul, and then what happened after the Mabul, how Noach and his family were saved and began to rebuild the world, the zchus of reading these words and remembering and wanting to do our part in affecting the tikkun for the world now, we know that Rabbi Nachman once made a statement that just as there was a flood during the time of Noach, Rabbi Nachman said that in the future there's going to be a mabul of apikursus. There's going to be a flood of lack of faith in Hashem. Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik. Noach is given this title of tzaddik, and the Torah tells us that the world during his time had reached such a low point that Hashem decided to go ahead and destroy everything. And in order for Noach to save himself and his family, he was told to build a teva. This word teva, which means an ark, a protective ark, the word teva in Hebrew also means word, speech. Rabbi Nachman and his main student, Rav Nosson Zal, elaborate on this, that whenever a person finds themselves in a bad place, a person has fallen into sins, strayed far from the right path, the most effective way of helping oneself and correcting things is through words, speech. The Gemara in Yuma, when it speaks about tshuva, repentance, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Kchu imochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem." Bring with you words and return to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Hashem says to the Jews, "Ein ani mevakesh mikem elo dvorim." I only ask of you, speak to me, speak words, words of kedusha, words of tefillah, words of Torah, that these words have the ability to save a person and to protect a person from all types of spiritual harm and physical harm. And this is the symbolism in what Noach was told, Noach and his family, go into the teva, go into the words, like a concept of a person dipping oneself in a mikveh. A mikveh is a body of water that's holy and pure, a spiritual body of water, where a person goes inside of it and encircles themselves completely with holiness and purity. Here also, we know that there are different levels of creation. Hashem created doimim, inanimate objects, tzoymeach, the plants, chai, the animals, and medaber. The human beings are classified as medaber. That is our title. That's what distinguishes us from all other levels of creation, this issue of dibur. The Torah tells us, Hachaim v'hamoves biyad haloshen. The mouth of a person is the most powerful and most effective item, both for good and lahavdol for bad, chas v'shalom. And in this case, we're being shown that even at the worst of times, where things have gotten so bad, so dark, that Hashem had to make a decision to go ahead and destroy everything, even then, the words have the ability to help. Interesting to note that there is a pasuk that tells us, Migdal oiz shem Hashem boi yorutz tzadik v'nizgov, that the name of Hashem is a fortress of strength, a tower of strength, into which a tzadik, a righteous person, v'nizgov, and one who is exalted, will be able to run, to escape. The Sforim tell us that the Teva of Noach, the Ark of Noach, was designed in such a way based on the format of Hashem's name. We know that Hashem does not have any physical form. There's nothing we can physically see. The only way we can describe Hashem and relate to Hashem is through the names of Hashem. And in fact, Rabbi Nachman tells us in Likut Imran that this itself is a fantastic kindness on the part of Hashem, that Hashem allows himself to be put into words, to be described by words, by letters, so that we have the ability to communicate, to discuss Hashem, to speak of Hashem. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any way to do that. So now, getting back to this pasuk, we're told that the fortress, this tower of strength, is the name of Hashem. The ark, the teva of Noach, was 300 amos long, shloish meos amo orkoi, vachamishim amo rochboi, 50 amos wide, ushloishim amo koimosoi, and 30 amos tall. The Meforshim tell us that if we take Hashem's most basic name, Yud Kei Vov Kei, the Yud, which is 10, times He, times 5, is 50. This gives us the width of the Teva. Continuing, taking this 50, the Yud Kei, and multiplying it by the Vov, the next letter, the 6, gives us 300, which is the length of the Teva. And then, for the height, we take the last two letters. Vov Kei, 6 times 5, is 30, which gives us the height of the Teva. This is just a fraction of what the Sforim write to show us the spiritual depth behind how this ark that was built by Noach had many Kabbalistic secrets in it. But on the most basic level, it symbolized the word of Hashem. Teva means an ark, we said, and Teva means word. Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, emphasizing to us that each and every single one of us who finds ourselves surrounded by all types of impurities and challenged by all types of yetzaharas, evil inclinations, and tests, feeling flooded by problems, physical problems, spiritual problems, the most effective escape for the person is this teva of the Shem Hashem, that when a person speaks words of holiness, when a person speaks words of tefillah, words of prayer, a person pours out their heart to Hashem, expressing their gratitude to Hashem for the good things that they recognize in their life, confessing to Hashem, apologizing for the mistakes that they've made, and begging Hashem for guidance and help spiritually and physically in everything in the person's life. These words of tefillah combined with words of Torah, a person studies the Torah of Hashem, which is the book in which Hashem expresses His will, His ratzon, what He wants of us, what He expects of us. This combination is what gives each and every single person in their generation, in their neighborhood, in their home, in their environment, this teva, this protective coating to be shielded from any type of harm and catastrophe, from any type of opposition. Chas v'shalom.